Authorities in Chicago say the nightclub, where 21 people died yesterday in a pre-dawn stampede, should not have been operating. It had been ordered to shut down last summer because of safety violations. An attorney for the operators of the E2 Dance Club said the owners had an agreement with the city to keep it open. Joining me now is Rudolph Bush, a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Good morning.
Good morning.
What started this stampede?
It looks like there was a fight on the second floor of the club, according to most witnesses, between two women. When they began to fight, security guards, according to witnesses, sprayed them with pepper spray. That caused a panic. When people started to get pepper spray in their eyes, they ran down the stairs, the front stairs of the club, and weren't able to get out of the building.
That was the only exit?
That appears to have been the only exit that was open, at least briefly, and some witnesses said that even that exit was locked after a first wave of people came out.
Mm-hmm. There's some question to whether this club should have been open at all.
According to the city, it shouldn't have been. That in July, a court issued an order that the club close altogether, and it should have been shuttered, but yesterday, an attorney for the club said that, in fact, there was some sort of agreement with the city allowing the club to stay open, but the city has adamantly denied that.
Will the city file criminal charges against the club's owners?
Today they expect to file criminal contempt of court charges. Whether more charges will be coming in the future remains to be seen.
The club apparently had an elaborate videotaping setup. Maybe some tapes could be helpful in the investigation.
I think police are certainly hoping that. There were video cameras inside the club, outside the club, and yesterday I saw a Chicago police detective take what looked to be two large trash bags full of video cassettes out of the building.
Now, the operators of the club say that they had an agreement with the city to keep it open. Is that likely?
Not according to the city. The city's law department has said that the court order specifically stated that the second floor of the Epitome restaurant, E2 Club, was to be kept vacant.
Perhaps there was another arrangement with the local police officers?
That remains to be seen. Who was charged with enforcing the court order hasn't been established yet.
Are there a lot of clubs like this in Chicago?
Certainly. This was one of the more popular on the south side, and it was a place where top name acts from rap and R&B would come, and that just drew enormous crowds, you know, especially on nights when you'd have someone like, say, R. Kelly or 50 Cent or a popular name like that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rudolph Bush is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune.